So I need some titties. I feel like I'd be lit if I had some milky tits.
What's going on? Who hurt you?
Fuck off. I thought we were talking about sex.
When you're over my house, platonically.
Do you like your mouth being spat in?
I was going to ask you that. He was like, can I titty fuck you? And I was like, okay, sure.
Kick things off. this is the first time we're doing it, but everyone listening, thank you so much for tapping in. We are here today with my ex-girlfriend's best friend. So to just do a little icebreaker, I want to ask like a quick random question. Are you ready?
Let's do this, yeah.
How do you like to be fingered?
Oh. Two fingers? One. It starts with one.
Yes.
And then it goes two. And then... sometimes I don't mind if it like what is it called when it's like this?
What, in your asshole as well?
I don't
really
mind.
Yeah, I've never done that.
It depends how close I am with that person.
We'll be a little bit more serious. So Violet Benson, hello, thank you for coming on my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
We just filmed yours. It was pretty, I was so nervous for that.
Yeah, Harry really thought I was just going to go in on him and, like, trash him. Like, I had certain things that I was going to, but to be honest, I just wanted to get to know him, and I just feel like I like showing a different side of people on my podcast. So for me, it was more about, like, understanding why he is the way he is and kind of, like, also understanding...
What do you mean, is the way he is? Like, what?
Well,
am I the devil?
No, for example... We apparently in Mexico, all of your friends said that girl looks like she has daddy issues. And that's so crazy because, like, I literally do. So, like, if you got to know me, you would be like, oh, that's why she's the way that she is.
Are you
so
Russian?
It's like the same thing. Yeah.
Nice. I picked up on. Does everybody notice that or am I special?
You're definitely special. People, I don't think I have a Russian accent. I feel like it's like sometimes people think I'm from New York or they can't tell where I'm from.
I hear it underneath.
Do you drink heaps of vodka?
No, actually, Russian Jews, I'm Jewish, so, like, Russian Jews actually are not drinkers. Like, my whole family, we don't drink.
Really?
Well, so, because my grandpa was alcoholic, so my dad wanted to be the opposite of him. So then he just never really drank, and our whole family, we don't really drink.
So you were born in Russia?
Yeah, I was born in St. Petersburg.
It sounds like it's in America.
It is in America, but it's also in Russia. I was born in St. Petersburg, Russia. When I was born there, it was called Leningrad. That's what it used to be called. And then, because Lenin was in charge, and then when he stopped being in charge, they changed the name to St. Petersburg, and it was like when it stopped being Soviet Union.
Jesus Christ. And then your whole family moved out here?
No, then when I was one, we moved to Israel. And then when I was 14, we won the green card lottery and we moved to the U.S.
No way.
Yeah.
That is crazy. How long did that process take for the green card lottery?
Well, I think we went for my bar mitzvah to New York for the first time in my life to the U.S. And yeah. We were just there. And so it must have been like 12, 13. I forget what age it happens, like bar mitzvah versus bar mitzvah. Maybe 12. Or 13, I don't remember.
I got no idea.
Yeah, right. and basically my like far uncle or something was like, hey, why don't you, to my dad, like, hey, you should apply for the lottery. My dad was like, that's so stupid. Why would I do that? What are the odds? And he was like, you just never know. Just do it. And he did it.
Damn.
And then like months later, maybe 6 months later, they called our house and they were speaking English and they were like, hey, is your mom or dad home? And I was like, what the hell? Okay. And they to talk to my mom, and that's how we found out. But like the whole process is insane. Like not everyone can get it not only was it like months, almost a year of a process, you have to be wealthy enough to be part of it, because you have to spend thousands of dollars on it. They have to make sure that you have no diseases, that you're super healthy. They have to make sure that you have enough money in the bank for a full year.
Damn.
So then you don't come to the U.S. just to be on unemployment or get food stamps. Like it's a bunch of different stuff.
Makes sense,
that they test you. They do a bunch of interviews, and then because of that, my parents always called me their lucky charm, because it was like because of my bar mitzvah.
Wow.
We won the green card lottery, and also I'm the one that picked up the call. So,
yeah. Wow, that's awesome. And then so the whole family, did everyone move with you? And then when did you kind of like jump into social media and stuff?
Well, when we moved to the U.S., I was just like a really awkward person.
Yeah.
And God just felt so sorry for me. He was like, you know what? Here are some tits. And then at like 12 years old, at 12 years old, I already started to grow boobs. Actually, people, I feel like I've talked about this story, but briefly, I started to grow boobs when I was 12 and I was so embarrassed because none of my classmates in Israel like had boobs yet. So I decided to tape my chest with duct tape.
Yeah.
Hoping it'll stop growing.
Clearly worked.
No. And I put a duct tape around it, and then I would go to sleep with it on, hoping like it'll stop the growth. And one day my mom came to wake me up, and she was like trying to wake me up, and she touched the duct tape on the side of my body, and she's like, "Violeta, что это?" Meaning like, "Violeta, what is that?" And I was like, "Oh, it's for my back pains. I have back pains, and it's to help my back." And she bought me a back brace, and then had to wear the back brace.
No way. Too embarrassed
to admit that, like, I was just embarrassed and my chest was growing. And then I moved to America when I was 14, and I don't know what was in the milk the Americans drink, but like, I went from like an A to a B to like a double D by like the end of ninth grade. And I was like in ninth grade, I was like this foreign girl who didn't speak English with like big ass tits, 5'8".
I think it's probably got something to do with puberty, not the milk. Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I went to like double D in 2 seconds.
Damn.
In ninth grade.
And you were drinking milk. I need to get all this. I need some titties. I feel like I'd be lit if I had some milky tits.
Yeah. I was definitely super lit in ninth grade. I did not speak English. And I was just like, like, perky ass, like double D's, like, hello.
Wait, so you didn't know English when you came here?
I didn't know English that well. Like, we knew some English because my dad traveled a lot for his job. And sometimes if he was around, he would take us to...
Yeah.
Because he would... My daddy is Shuskwonko. They come from... I didn't grow up with him when I lived in a different country because he traveled a lot for work. So he would be around only 3 months of the year.
Wow.
So sometimes on summers, like, he would take us. So that's how we learn English. But no, I remember, like, I took the ESL exam, the English exam, and it was like, it was like, what comes after inhale? And I was like, fuck, like, what comes after inhale? And I remember I had to kind of be like, hey, what comes after inhale? And they were like, exhale. And I was like, oh, okay. And like, that's how much I didn't fully understand English yet.
No way.
Yeah.
So how many languages can you speak?
I only speak now only 3, but I used to speak 5.
Only three? That's crazy. I can speak 40. That's wild.
I used to speak like 5. 22. I speak Russian, Hebrew, and English, and I used to also speak French and Arabic.
How does your brain do that?
You have to do it young. Like, if you learn it young, like, you're good.
So I still have time because I'm a baby.
No.
What language do you think in?
That's a good question.
I count in Hebrew. And okay. I do think in Hebrew, to be honest.
No like Hebrew way. English.
Yeah, so that's why a lot of times when my thoughts don't translate properly in English when I speak to people, sometimes I'll explain myself. People would be like, oh, she came off a brace, blah, blah, blah. It's because I'm translating for what I'm thinking in my brain in Hebrew. I'm translating it to English when I'm speaking. So it can be confusing for me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
My inner dialogue isn't the same as like my voice. It's Samuel L. Jackson's voice.
Oh.
Motherfucker.
Kid. So, okay.
So getting fingered, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was just trying to, like, you know, like, break the mood, like, break the ice.
You're like, so how do you have anal? Go on.
Nah,
have you ever shit on a guy? Let's just break the ice.
Have you?
This is Violet, but no, I haven't.
You've never shit on a guy?
No.
Why'd you just bang your head?
I don't want to jinx myself. No, I haven't yet. Not yet.
So you didn't have much like English speaking skills and stuff like that when you're coming out here and you're figuring out things. Why do you think you have such a hard exterior? Like, we've been talking about this a little bit, but if you don't know Violet, she's very like blunt and to your face. I think it sounds like the Russian heritage because they're very like honest and like truthful and like blunt to your face. But what's going on? Who hurt you?
Fuck off. I thought we were talking about sex.
Hello, you sexy little apricots. Are you at home? Are you feeling a little bit bored? Do you want to spice up your little underwear collection? We're back with our beautiful friends at Parade. If this is your first time listening, Parade is sustainable, environmentally friendly underwear with a purpose. They've got some beautiful bright colors, some bralettes that snug the titties. Very nice. They give you a beautiful little hug. And they're just all around better for the environment, better for you, and better for the people. I love Parade. I've been wearing the G-string this whole time. It's right up my crack. But if you want to go over to Parade and get yourself something, for a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off any purchase over $40 with code TAPIN, or go to www.yourparade.com/tapin and refresh your top drawer with colorful, comfortable, creative basics. One thing about me, Abby, is that I am hairless like a newborn baby. And that is because we're here back with our beautiful sponsors, Manscaped. Now, Father's Day is coming up, my little sausages. If you want to take care of your daddy, if you want to look after your boyfriend or your papa, your papito, go over to Manscaped and you can get 20% off with free shipping if you use the code TAPIN. With Father's Day being around the corner, you probably need a nice gift for your dad's hairy cock and balls. So make sure your dad is taken care of and make him proud this year by getting him the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. The Lawnmower 4.0, you can get that and the Weed Whacker and take good care of him. You can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TAPIN. Now, I personally shave my chest, my balls, my bits and bobs all around, and I have been using the 4.0 for the whole business, and it has been an absolute dream. It glides over absolutely everything. There's no nicks, there's no cuts, there's no bloody balls, there's no grazes here and there. Everything is just clean and tidy and always taken care of. So if you really love your mum and you really want to take care of her, do this for dad. Send him the Lawnmower 4.0 with the Weed Whacker so your mum is having a nice hairless cock and balls and can enjoy Father's Day properly by taking care of Big Jim and the twins. So 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code TAPIN. Don't forget that you came from your dad's balls. This year, show your original home some love with Manscaped.
Yeah, we're going to get there. I want to hear about how you let your cheeks get clapped, but... who hurt you, Violet? Tell me.
My sister asking the same thing. I don't know why my exterior is so hard, but like we were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah.
When you're over my house, platonically. I don't have to explain it like that.
We didn't have sex. Nothing happened.
What you told me.
Man. We were talking about it last night, and I said like how it sucks that like I wish I could just show people my more like fun side right away, because I'm so friendly and so nice, and it sucks that it takes people a few tries to get to know me. Because a lot of times when people do get to know me, they're like, wow, V, like I love like this side of you, like I wish you would show it to people. I'm like, I want to as well, but like I don't know how. And I do think it has to do with like my Russian upbringing. Like I told you, I didn't grow up with like a physical relationship with my father.
Yeah.
Like we didn't hug or kiss or even say I love you until I was around 23, 24.
Yeah, that story's crazy.
Which is fine. It's fine.
I've noticed people that are really hard, when you actually get to know them, then they're like the nicest, coolest sweetest people. And you're like inside, they're like...
But I feel like if anything, it makes me more real, because it's like, but also like Americans are hard for me to understand, because Americans, they're like overly touchy and nice. And to me, it feels a little fake, because like, I don't like to say I love you to people unless I really mean it. And like, I don't want to call somebody babe, a guy babe, if I just met him, because it just feels so superficial to me. Like for me, it just feels fake. Like if anything, it makes me feel like when I actually warm up to someone, then that's real. Like now we actually have a connection. So people should fucking appreciate that more. Fuck.
I think people need like a little bit. I don't know. It takes a while. Have you like fallen in love before?
Yeah, I was on and off with someone for like 8 years.
8 years.
Whoa.
But I had one boyfriend between that, and then I had a boyfriend before that. But I don't know if it was love at this point, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, because I just feel like if it was love, wouldn't we still be together? Like, if I love this person, if I actually knew what love was back then, wouldn't I still love that person? Because, like, for me, I look at any of my exes, I feel nothing for them. And maybe that's just how I am. I'm, like, all or nothing.
I feel like there's levels to love, though.
Not for me.
Really?
So either I'm, like, all in, or I'm just, like, out. Like, I mourn that relationship and that person, they're dead to me.
What did that guy do right for the 8 years? Like, why did you keep him around? Like, did he just have a monster schlong? Like, did he just tickle you in ways that you've never been tickled before? Or, like, what was it? Was it, like, mentally stimulating?
I think, he had, like, a lot of, psychologically, I would say he has certain traits that were similar to my father. And in a way that he was emotionally unavailable, and I was probably more drawn to that because it was, like, I've explained it to you that psychologically we tend to be drawn to someone that's similar to one of my our parents growing up. Yeah. So then your brain subconsciously is looking to recreate a scenario that you had growing up that didn't work out, and your brain is hoping that this time the scenario will be different.
Damn.
So like I think now looking back, I think I was drawn to my ex for being emotionally unavailable because it was like my relationship with my father, and because I didn't get to hear I love you, anything like that from my dad. I was drawn to somebody because like my ex-boyfriend, he was like his father passed away when he was young. So he had to start taking, he took over the business. So he was like running a business while, and he was like also so hot and he was emotionally unavailable and we're always fighting. And I was just like, oh, this is like love. Like we're so passionate. We're like so hot and cold. Like we would be so passionate to the point that he would like, it was so toxic that I remember one time my dad was next to me and I was on the phone with my ex and I was just like, I don't know what he said. He's like, never speak to me again. Or if I see him, if I see him, I'm going to run you over with my car. I was like, oh, really? Well, I hope you fucking kill me, because if you don't, I'm going to come after you and I'm going to ruin your life. And then like we would do that and the next day we'd be fucking. It was just like our foreplay. It was so unhealthy. And that's like we were bad for one another. Like I don't look back and think, oh, he was just like the worst. Like he was cheating on me a lot. And I think
cheaters.
You know, life goes on. Like I don't look at it and dwell or view myself as a victim. I think eventually if you stay with somebody that treats you poorly, eventually you're not the victim anymore. Like you made that decision. It's up to you. I'm also 30 at this point, like, so I feel like I've grown a lot since then. But like I was also, you know, had my flaws with him too, I think. It sucked with him. I remember there's so many times I wanted to like kiss him or like hug him or tell him I loved him or like to open up about something, and I just didn't know how because like I didn't grow up with it. So then I remember like one time I was really sad about something. I didn't know how to. Yeah, I remember on my birthday, my mom ended up in the hospital because she got really sick and we thought she had cancer. And like I didn't know how to tell anyone because I just like I don't talk about, especially back then, I just can't talk about those things. And I remember I was just like in my birthday dinner, like just after seeing my mom in the hospital, and I was like so sad. I'm like holding back from crying. And I'm just sitting there with my boyfriend and my friends, like no one knows. And then afterwards, my boyfriend ended up just like ditching me to go hang out with other people. So I was like, whatever. But I remember I was dying to tell him. And when I slept over his house, only when he went to sleep, is so pathetic. He went to sleep. And that's when I was looking at him and I was like, hey, I have something to tell you. And then I told him he was sleeping. And it sounds so pathetic.
So he didn't even hear you.
No, but it was like
got it out though.
Yeah, I just needed to unload. But like it was so hard for me. Or like there's so many times I just wanted to hug him and kiss him, and I didn't know how because I didn't have that relationship with my father. So it just felt like not natural. But that's why one day when I created daddy issues and I finally found myself like the first time in my life, and then I also created my podcast, I had like this pursuit of literally becoming the opposite of what I grew up with. So it was kind of like, I want to hug people. I want to kiss people. I want to tell them I love them. Like, I want to act on my feelings. I started telling my dad I loved him. I didn't care if he, quote unquote, rejected me, which he didn't. Yeah. And then, like, my whole family's more loving. Now, when I like someone and I date them, like, I'm so obsessed with them. Like, I just want to kiss them and touch them nonstop. And it's, like, it's such a night and day. And obviously, I'm not fully there yet because when people meet me, I'm not that open, but like I'm doing my best.
I was like, damn, I get like shy and nervous when I around Francesca's friends because I know like they've definitely like heard her side of the situation that's going on. So when I saw you guys, I was like, oh fuck, like they're gonna hate me. And I was like, I don't want to be around them. I don't know what's going on. So I just kind of get like shy and like hide in my shell a little bit. And then I think also my friends were like a little bit like taken back because you're just like calling the shots and like bossing everyone and being like sassy. So what do you think is gonna happen next though for you? Like how do you continue to open up and like love more?
I think I have moments where I'm open and then I really love the person that I am. Like I like to see myself from the outside. I'm just like, oh, like I love that side of me. But then the other part of me is just so quick to shut down. Like it's so easy to just go backwards within something happens that you just makes you feel uncomfortable. And right away you're just like, fuck this. That's just how I am. Like if something makes me uncomfortable, I'm just like, don't fucking speak to me ever again. Like I'm done.
Damn.
Over the smallest thing. And then I just rather just not deal with it. I don't want to think about it. And I also don't tell my friends anything. So I don't talk to people about anything.
So you're a little closed book.
Yeah, I just keep keep things to myself.
Do you go? Do you do therapy or anything?
Or
just podcast.
No, I was.
it is like therapy though.
No, I was, and then I started doing my podcast, and I started to do more things where my solo episodes are full on giving advice to women about so many things, including things that I've gone through. And because I read so many books about it. Like every solo episode, I read like 2 books about dating or emotions or something before, and I'll watch a bunch of TED Talks from psychiatrists and psychologists. So like I learn and I write notes, and I'll learn so much from it. So then it's as if, I mean, even what I just said about what you search for in an ex, in a partner that you comes from your father, it's things that I've read.
Yeah.
So that I feel
that's why I was Francesca wondering how you knew that. I was like, she must either do a lot of therapy or watch a lot of YouTube videos.
We'll also read books. Like, I think books still exist.
Books too, yeah.
Okay. Well, how did you get into like daddy issues? Like, how did you create that meme page? Is that what you're known for?
Yeah, I'm known as daddy issues.
Oh, you made daddy issues. I like that's a good what? Meme page.
No, we hate daddy issues over here. They trash me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they trash me.
Do they?
Forget daddy have issues.
Have I? Remember, there was this one real IGTV video where you're like, did he cheat on you? And she's like, mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a really good one.
And then all the comments were just like blatantly like attacking. I was like, okay, first off, this is just someone's like grabbing at something, and it wasn't real. But we're not gonna go with it.
That was a good video.
Yeah,
that episode did really well.
Did it?
Yeah, oh, it did so
I'm
good.
Proud of you guys.
Thank you so much.
Because I got the brunt of it. All your fans like attacking me, like telling me.
Well, I'm also mostly female. Like my following is mostly female. So I mean, we do tend to take the woman's side. I'm not gonna lie. It's funny. Like there's jokes about it.
Yeah, you're also a piece of shit, Harry.
I am. I get that most of the time.
No, but there's jokes about it where like. Girls can do whatever, and they're like, I keyed his car, girl, whatever you need to heal. Like, and then I fucked his best friend, babe, whatever you need to do to heal. And like, that's how women, we protect each other. And
I've
then
had
like,
both those things happen to me.
This year,
legit this year. Like,
somebody keyed your car, that's crazy,
but it was my fault.
Oh,
yeah, I had someone over that I told her not to worry about, but I didn't sleep with her. She was just like, hey, I've had a bender. Can I just crash in your bed? And I was like, cool. All
right.
I was like, I'm just going to go to the gym.
And then she was like, hey, I don't have underwear. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever. And then she was like, can I stay for a few days? And I was like, oh, I'm such a good guy. Yeah. And then she's like, can I just shower naked in your house and just walk around naked? And I was like, you know what? Because I'm a good person. Yeah.
That's kind of how it happened, to be honest.
That's
but
crazy.
This other girl was like stalking me. Like I'd be at the gym and she'd be like waiting outside of my car. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Hi.
Sounds like love.
Yeah. No, there was love thrown
around. I wish I had a girl stalking me. I'm jealous, dude.
It's a good feeling. At least you feel wanted. Have you had anyone stalk you with like crazy exes and shit?
I've had like, that's the thing. Okay, now I'm gonna sound like an asshole. What I'm about to say.
Say
it.
Okay, I feel like because I also have grown as a person, I've like learned to love myself more. I feel like my daddy issues persona, or even a little bit my podcast persona, in some ways, don't reflect like the actual person who I am. Yeah. I feel like online, maybe I like to act more like, oh, this guy doesn't want me, whatever. But like in real life, it's more like guys usually kind of get obsessed with me because I'm mean, and like for some reason I think they have some issues.
I can see that because like, I get it because like it's like a annoying challenge. You're like, fuck, like I really think this girl's not. And then I understand what you because you'd be like, oh, I'm gonna be a little bit nice, and then the next day like actually I'm just gonna self sabotage and blow this shit up.
So it's like guys, subconsciously love bombing without even meaning to do it,
just giving them constant like hot blue balls like the whole time,
literally.
Well,
and I don't fuck any of them, so that's literally. And I've tried to explain this to my followers, got girls, like if you want to just have fun, have sex with whoever you want. You want to date a guy, don't fuck him right away.
We know a guy that's a virgin. We should pair you together and then see who falls in love first.
Oh, I would never fall in love with a virgin.
See, I would never fuck a virgin again.
Like, why would I do that to myself?
Why would you not? What's
why would I do that to myself? Like, the things I'm into, he's gonna like not like it.
What are you into?
I can't say all of it.
No, say this. Let's bring the little freaky side.
Okay, so like, it's funny though, because I don't sleep around, but like, it's crazy because I love sex. Like, the reason my ex and I were together for so long was not because we had a good conversation. Like, I could not care less what he had to say.
Quick question.
Point. Yeah.
Have you got a leather fetish?
No.
Okay, sorry, continue.
Leather?
It was a previous episode. We're trying
it's just
to
a callback.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure it out.
Oh, no, not my thing.
Okay, continue.
But with my ex, like, we stayed together for so long because we were just always fucking. Damn. Like, I would just want to have sex with him all the time and, like, not talk because I also did not want to deal with, like, talking or feelings.
Yeah.
So, like, I do love sex. I feel like it takes, like, a lot of self-control to be able to just not have sex, to choose to not have sex. But, like, I'll masturbate all the time. I talk about it on my podcast. Yeah. To Try to Be Crazy, that, like, you should masturbate if you want to. It's, like, part of, like, our routine sometimes. You know, if you have a headache or if you're bored or if you can't fall asleep or if you have some time to kill. Or
sounds like my everyday life, to be honest. Got a headache? Oh, fuck, better just come real quick.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for you. Yeah. But, like, during sex, I've done this before when I don't tell the person I'm hooking up with that I'm about to do it. Like, the first time I have sex with somebody, I'll just, like, we're about to have sex, and I'll just open my little fun drawer, and suddenly there's, like, and I'm like, hold on, don't worry about it. And they'd be like, what? And I'd be like, don't worry about it. And I'll just start using it as we're about to have sex.
That's but awesome.
I found out that apparently you have to, like, tell people, like, hey.
What, you have a vibrator? Or you're putting it in his ass?
No, for me.
Okay, that's great.
No, but, like, you have to tell people that's happening.
Why?
I don't know.
Would you want someone to tell you? I whip shit out, and I'm like, here, let me just stick this down there.
Oh, my God, I would never hook up with a guy that's like, oh, I have these toys. I've heard about guys who do this.
Really?
They're like,
I'm that guy.
They keep a chest of toys, and it's like they're okay, like, no, but I sanitize
let's not
it.
Come for me. Okay, first off,
unopened ones?
Yeah, we're sponsored by Balesa, so I have a whole bunch of like
that's okay
boxes of stuff, and I'm like, hey, so for my podcast, I need to do some research. It's a good way to get people over. Like, I have to do some research. So if you would come over and just let me put this butt plug in you or the anal starter kit in your ass. Let's give it a go.
Yeah.
I'm deathly afraid of anal, so it doesn't happen. It just comes over and then we use other things. But I personally think toys are the way to keep things alive.
I love toys. I mean, not to keep things alive. It's like the first time I have sex with someone, I'll use a toy.
Every time?
Maybe the first time, because I still can't tell how we are. So then I like get really upset if I don't come.
Really?
I get really irritated and I'll just be like, just leave.
No way.
I've done that maybe twice. And then accept that I'm usually really nice.
Okay.
Now I sound like a bitch again.
But okay, so as a young man listening, or maybe a young female that's into making girls come, what's the top tips that you would think that would be the best way for, say, like a 20-year-old young stallion that wants to make his girl come?
Definitely, like, focus on her. Like, not all girls like to get eaten out. Like, I know I don't. Like, the first time I hook up with somebody, I get a little uncomfortable. Like, I just feel like it's such a personal like place.
Shit.
I've had guys who like are all about that, and I'm like uncomfortable, and then he's like, just let me do it, and I'm like, oh, okay, and then I'm just laying there and it's uncomfortable. Like, I feel like a lot of foreplay before. But like, a lot of people are into different things. Like, one thing that I was really into that like I still don't with my ex-boyfriend, that I feel like it's I don't tell other people because I feel like it wears them out. Like, something that makes me come, like, within 2 seconds is so embarrassing.
We want to hear it. Yeah, come on, little snowy
pants. It's so stupid. Okay, so, like, I'm really into, like, massage porn because I really like that stuff. So if my ex would just, like, massage, like, my thighs, and then you lay on your stomach, and then, like, you massage the thighs, and then, like, it, like, gets through the vagina part for a second, and then like massage the butt, and then again it's like teasing you, and then when you flip over and he's like massaging the thighs and gets closer to the vagina, like within 2 seconds I'll just come, like
without even touching it.
Like, he touches it for 1 second, like he finally gets on there, and I'm just like, I came.
Really?
Yeah, because it's just like, it's such a turn on thing of like not getting it. And
no, but then, I fuck with that.
Right? Okay, cool. I just never know how to talk about
it. I've been like, I definitely, when I was, there was some of the first porn that I watched was like that massage porn, because I was like trying to like figure out how to like make it a good time for them. I feel like that's definitely like teasing is like the biggest thing. One time when I was living in New Zealand, we call her Jolene the Parmesan Queen.
This is the second time you've brought her up on the podcast. Plug
her. We call her the Parmesan Queen for no reason. Just it sounds funny with her name. Jolene the Parmesan Queen. But she would like tease me forever. Like kissing here, like touching it, like stroking my nuts a little bit and like stroking my dick like a little bit. And it would drive me insane. So by the time she would like finally start giving me head, it would be just like game over. I was like, this is so annoying, because she'd just do it every single time. I feel like teasing and like patience is like the biggest and most important thing.
Yeah. But I think like, so guys should do that with women too. Or kind of just like figure out like, what are you into or whatever, you know, versus like if you just like put the penis like right in and like not every, like actually a high percentage of women don't come from like intercourse. Like they need more from that. So then it's like either a vibrator or that stuff. But I fucking love that. But also, like, I think, but I think what if a girl's like wondering how to turn on a guy or, okay, I feel like when two people are about to have sex, it's like very vulnerable moment for both people. Yeah. And I think a lot of times people start to get insecure, like women and men, about their bodies and things like that. And I try to tell girls that, you know, like, don't ever feel insecure about your body. Like, in the bedroom, you have to look at yourself like you are a queen. You're a 10 out of 10. Mm. And you are so fucking hot. And this guy is so lucky right now. He gets to fuck you. And he's not looking at any, like, cellulite, whatever you have. Like, if one nipple is bigger than the other, whatever you have going on or whatever. He doesn't care. He just, like, he can't believe that he's invited to the vagina party. Mm. And he gets to, like, be inside there and, like, party there. Like, he's so excited. And he gets to see, like, oh, my God, titties. Oh, my God, vagina. Like, fuck yeah. This is so fun.
Preach.
No, it's so true. I always, like, I think the first, like, one of the things is, like, I never pay attention to detail. And, like, especially when I'm, like, in that situation, because I know, like, girls get, like, insecure. Especially, like, when I'm starting to eat puss. Like, when I eat pussy, or, like, a girl that, like, isn't that comfortable, I just make sure, like, I close my eyes. I'm like, look, like, it's fine. I'm not paying attention to detail down here. Like,
You close your eyes.
No, if some girl's like insecure about, like, if she's like,
she's like, hey, that's my thigh. You're like, oh, sorry, my eyes are closed. I have, like, no idea where I am.
I'm sucking on your toes. I thought that was your clit. It was just fucking swollen. But no, I just, like, I feel like, just ladies, if you're listening, like, guys don't really care. We're not, like, you're right. Like, we're not paying attention to detail. We're not looking at your cellulite. We're not going to be like, oh my God, is that some lower back hair? Let's just fucking shave this real quick.
Like, hey, can I help you out with that?
Yeah, have you got a hairy asshole? Let me just pull out a wax strip. Like, no one cares. Like, we're in there just trying to bust away. I usually find by the second or third round, though, like, my brain just starts, like, thinking about random shit because I'm, like, trying to, like, make it, like,
a
marathon.
My favorite thing, to be honest, like, if I hook up with somebody, and now that I'm older is what I'm into that. Like, I love, like, I think it's really hot. It turns me on. It also turns me on to watch my partner get turned on is I like to get undressed in front of the person because I think that's the hottest versus, like, them undressing you.
Yeah.
I think it's really hot. And then in my room, there's, like, a mirror. So I actually will stare myself getting undressed because I think I turn myself on. And then I get, like, turned on watching them, like, watch me undress. And then I'll just stand there and be like, you like?
Nice.
You like this? He'll be like, you're so hot. And I'll be like, right?
Like, I know. Yeah, I'm looking at myself in the mirror.
I know.
I think one of the hottest things is when I will be with someone, but I would, like, sit there and be like, get them naked. And then I would be like, okay, now play with yourself. Like, that for
some. That is really hot.
That turns me on. Because I'll just be like sitting there, like, at the edge of the bed and be like, okay, like, I want to see you, like, get close to coming. And then I just swoop in like a knight in shining armor and take away her moment. Like, that's my like, I'm gonna make you come now.
You did all the work. Let me finish. Do people know
how many people you've slept with?
I don't know. I mean, on my podcast I've mentioned it before that I've slept with 9.
Yeah. How crazy is that? She's only slept with 9 people.
That's great.
Very open.
Yeah.
And talking about it. No, it's good though, because, like, a lot of people, because I know when I talk about my shit, everyone's like, oh my God, you're just a massive, like, man whore, which is fine. I get it. Like, I've told people how many people I've slept with on this podcast before, but the number's gone up a little bit since then. But, like, people think I've slept with, like, thousands of people. I'm like, no, like, I'm just open and comfortable with talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the big deal. Look, I don't see the big deal with women sleeping with a lot of men, too. Mm. I feel like there was something that was embedded in my brain because 3 of my exes are Middle Eastern when I was younger, and, like, the main one was also Persian. I don't know. It's, like, it's in the culture of Middle Eastern. I'm also Middle Eastern, although I'm Israeli. But, like, it's something in the culture where they make you feel as a woman that you shouldn't be sleeping with too many people. So my ex, even though he was cheating on me, he would make me feel like even looking at another man was disgusting, like, made me feel like a whore. And I don't know what it was, but, like, it was embedded in my head. And the thought of, like, a number made me feel like I was just like, oh, I'll never go over 5.
No way.
It was just like, you know, because God forbid I'll be a whore and, like, enjoy my body. And I feel like when you look back, like, when you're married and you have kids and you're going to look back, you're not going to regret, like, getting gangbang, I don't think.
No way.
You're probably going to be like, oh, that was really fun. The, like, ended up, you know, getting gangbanged by the cast of Too Hot to Handle. I don't know. But, like, it'll just be a fun memory. And I wish, like, it wasn't, like, embedded in my brain. But now, like, I'm already older. And at this point, I kind of am looking for a partner that I want to date.
Yeah.
But, like, if I do have those moments where I'm bored and I want to have fun, like, I don't hold back anymore. Like, if I got bored and I want to fuck somebody, I would do it if it worked out or not. If it doesn't, whatever, then I'm not bored anymore. So, like, yeah.
Sorry, this is just...
I love that you're 30, because everybody I meet these days is like 22 years old, and I feel like an old man.
Yeah, well, we also look the same. So I like probably look like I'm 22, and they look like they're 30, and I look like I'm 30. We all have the same face. So
you look very young.
Yeah, we have the same face.
So what's the best thing in the bedroom, like for you, like apart from like undressing yourself?
Me coming.
Okay. But like, okay, this is just...
Oh my God, wait. One time when I was having sex with this one guy that I was hooking up with, I told you about yesterday, the first time we had sex, like, I didn't know how to end it. I didn't know guys do this. We finished having sex and I was like, hey, good job. And I high-fived him. And we high-fived each other. But when you are like in a place where you're so comfortable with the other person, like, that's hilarious. And then sometimes we will high-five each other after we finish having sex.
I've done a couple of times where I'd be like, okay, I'm disembarking now. And I'm like, the spaceship's going out. I'm like, this is so immature.
I think it's funny.
Because I just try to make jokes after it because you feel comfortable.
We just like high-five. We're like...
Yeah.
Actually, I like it after I come and we both get on our knees and we pray to Christ for forgiveness for what we just did.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Actually, one time I had this girl come over. It was after like a long night and we hooked up, and then I go to get a water because I have like water bottles. And I always try and like, because I feel like people feel special when you bring them a water bottle. So I come back, I get her a water bottle. Okay. And she was fully dressed. She's like, okay, thanks. I got what I wanted. I was like, I want to cuddle. She's like, no, I don't care. I'm leaving.
I wonder if like people do that to show that they care less. Or why? Because, you know, research shows that people that cuddle afterwards miss each other more. I forgot what the quote, the research is. But it's something that actually, like, emotional or physical or something, where you end up, like, missing the partner. You get sad or whatever. So then sometimes it's best to not cuddle a person after you sleep with them if you don't want to get too attached to them. Is that interesting?
Damn, interesting.
I like that. Okay.
What's your opinion on this? So I got a stack of... Bless dildos as well, and vibrators and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I was thinking about making like a little gift bag. So it's like a vibrator and some chocolates and some stuff like that. And then one day, if a girl ever decides to come over to my house, fingers crossed someday, when she leaves, I'll give her like a little like goodie bag, like a going away present. Like, thanks for coming. There's like treats and vibrator and stuff like that. Starbucks gift card. Is that creepy?
No, I think it's hilarious. I've seen it before in the show called The Game.
Oh, so really? You're not somebody even else original. Came up with that? I'm not even original?
I feel like that's good...
No, it's really nice. If that happened to me, I would probably feel super embarrassed and never speak to you again.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, come on. We're trying to help him.
Well, I think if it's like casual and everyone knows it's casual, I think it's hilarious. I think it's like something the person will probably post about and it'll be really funny.
Okay, cool.
You can get some followers.
Nice.
Yeah. You'll just get getting tagged and then...
I just fucked Abby. He gave me a Melissa vibrator.
No, I heard that... like, anyone that enters Dan Bilzerian's house at one point, like, leaves the house with a gift, whether or not you sleep with
him. Like an STD?
No, I can't say that because I'm friends with him, kind of.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be mean, but, like, but maybe... I heard that, like, you'll leave with gifts or whatever. So people used to be like, hey, do you want to go to, like, Dan's house? It's really chill, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, no. Actually, I became friends with him and Dan. And, but, you know, I'm very mean.
Mm.
So one time Dan invited me for lunch because he followed Daddy Issues for the longest time. And we, like, became friendly on it. And I remember first I had because I'm so Russian and I'm like, no. Mm. I remember I had to do an event for some like award or something. Mm. I had to fly to Vegas. And he was just like, hey, if you want, you can take my private jet and you can fly there because I can just because like I need it. I'm in Vegas right now, so I need it. And literally I was like, hey, no, it's cool. Like they booked me Southwest. So I'm just going to go on Southwest. Like, I swear, because that's just how I am, because my dad always told me there's no such thing as a free meal.
Yeah.
So I was just like, no, I'm good. Thank you so much. So I did not take the private jet. So then afterwards he like invited me for lunch at his house. So for us to... like to meet. And I was like, okay. So I come to his house. His house was like, it was back when he was living in Bel Air.
Yeah.
And his house was really big. And I show up And like, I have a schedule. Like, I have shit to do that day. Like, hello.
You're a busy bitch.
I'm a fucking busy bitch. So I come to the house, and then he's like signing some papers with somebody. Like, first, I can't even find him because the house is so big.
Massive.
So I'm like on random floors, and I finally find him, and I was like, hey, so what's up? And then he's just like, oh, sorry. I have to, like, it's the governor. We're like talking about things, and I have to figure it out. And I'm thinking, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, why are you wasting my time? So I was like actually irritated. So I'm just sitting in the movie theater, annoyed. And then after like 20 minutes, I was like, hey, I'm getting a headache and I have things to do. Like, I'm going to head out. And I was so irritated. So then I just kind of like was not that friendly. And then Halloween happens and he invites me to his house for the Halloween party and he invites a bunch of other people. He told me exactly what time to come and like how to get to so I can get in faster, whatever. I ended up being like 2 hours late because my friends were taking a long time. So I ended up showing up there and it was like a struggle to get in. I wasn't going to stand in line. I was just like, I don't want to do that because fuck this.
Yeah,
fuck this guy. So I left and I remember I got so mad and I was just like, I cannot believe you had me stand in line. He was just like, I'm so sorry. It was just all these. I was like, you know what? I don't give a fuck who you are. You know, I'm like, first of all, I will never step foot in any of your fucking parties. You think I need to be there? You think you're that special? Fuck this. And he was just like apologizing.
You
gotta
be careful. He'll throw you off a roof into a pool.
Into a pool. Like, I think I'll be fine.
Did he do it?
Yeah, he, like, some girl broke her foot.
Damn.
Okay, well, thank God it was via text. So I went off. He, like, apologized. I didn't speak to him. And then a few months later, I got over, and I was like, hey, can we be friends? And he was like, yeah.
And you guys
I was
are
like,
cool now?
Yeah. That's the thing about men.
Has he ever hit?
No.
Well, hey,
what?
Well, he... Look, he had sex with, like, everyone in... Him and Tyga clean up everyone in L.A., so...
Yeah, but it's, like, for what? Like, I don't need new shoes. Like, I don't need anything. I don't need, like, to go on a private jet. I can just fly on Southwest just fine. So I make my own money. So, like, I want to sleep with somebody I have, like, a good conversation with and I'm attracted to. Not that there's anything wrong with Dan. Like, I like him as a person. But I don't see myself, like, dating him. Or, I don't know. I heard he has a big dick.
He has a big dick?
Yeah.
Well, he better have a big dick.
Yeah, is he, like, 5'8"?
Actually, I heard when guys are shorter, they tend to have big dicks.
Well, it's because there's less body, so it looks bigger, I guess.
Oh, that's possible.
No, like, a lot of porn stars are very short, and they just have hammers because it looks bigger on their bodies.
My mom said that when men lack in height, they make up in other places. And then I was like, Mom, Dad is an inch shorter than you. Why would you tell me that?
Yeah.
That's
so rude. Yeah, I have a micro penis, everyone.
My dad's packing.
Yeah, damn. Wow. I actually did post a revealing, like, dick imprint thing on my Twitter. A while ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was good. I was like, I gotta get the meat out somehow. I was like, I need some shit to leak.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Here we go.
Harry.
No.
How do you like to get fucked?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
So I personally am more dominant in the bedroom. I don't hate being on bottom, but like, I get competitive and it pisses me off. To a point, like, when I'm in a situation, like, I feel like it's also very different. Like, with some people, like, you know the sexual energy is there and you know what you can say and get away with. With other people, like, you have to be, like, very cautious and, like, move a little bit more sensitive. But, like, I personally love, like, the type of stuff I said before is, like, walking in, like, take your fucking clothes off, lay down, and I want you to start, like, playing with your pussy.
Oh,
like,
that's really aggressive.
Like, that's like... it's, like, very aggressive. And, like, that's the type of shit that I like to enjoy because I want to make sure that they're having a good time and they're into it. But, again, like, that I love eating pussy. Like, that's the first thing I do every time before I have sex. Like, I just love diving right in, make sure they come, then we're sweet. And then going from there, I just love being in control. But when... I don't mind when a girl's on top, but I also fucking hate when a girl says they're about to come. Drives me insane because I'll just bust. I'm like, this is just stupid. Every time.
What do you mean?
Like, I saw a TikTok where this girl was like, oh my God, when you're about to come and he just switches up the stroke. It's like, if I am slapping your guts and you say, I'm about to come, in my head, I have to completely switch and slow down because I will bust right away.
Oh, got it. You have to slow down because now you're going to come.
Yeah, that's like a trigger, like that. Like,
so she just should not say anything.
Just come.
Be silent the whole time.
Just come.
No, a girl has to say, I'm about to come, so you don't fucking move.
Yeah, but
because girls, it's like everything's just so complicated down there. So we're like, we can literally be in a position like this. And we're like, I'm about to come. Like, don't move. And we're just like staying in this weird ass position until we come. Like, it's like, no one move.
No, but if we're like, deep stroking your shit and like, it feels really good and like, it's a vibe.
Well, figure it out. You have to think about things that you don't want to think about. That's nice. So what's your favorite position?
I like when they're like laying down. So like face down, like planking almost. Uh-huh. And then just like your bum up a little bit and I can see like your whole business.
Yeah.
You have your hand on their low waist and like hand on the back of the head and push it in.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, that's mine. What's yours?
I just like being on my back.
So you're a starfish? Chill. Are you a starfish?
What do you mean? I just like to lay on my back because I like
with
it. Like
a vibrator.
Well, sometimes like there's some people, one or two person people that I've slept with, like I didn't even really need a vibrator. It was just like we had such, if you have really good sexual chemistry with someone, you don't even have to come and it's just going to be the most amazing mind-blowing sex because it's just the energy. And like I like if we're just like, you're breathing in each other's ear and you're like, it's all like very passionate. You're kissing. Like sometimes it can be fucking, but like, to be honest, I just like it when it's very passionate and then we can like flip around. And I do like, I like it when you like, then on your stomach and then you like arch your back and you go like up and then that's how they can, you kiss like that.
Oh, that's lit.
Like, I like love all that stuff.
What's your biggest pet peeve in the bedroom? Like, what do you hate?
In the bedroom?
Yeah.
Where should I come? I don't know. Fucking figure it out. Why are you asking me? I think that one. Oh, that was annoying. But it's always like one time I'm sleeping with somebody and they were like, the person was like, where should I come? Either. And he goes, inside of you or on your face. I'm like that. And I was like, literally in the middle. I was like, wait, what? I was like freaked out.
Also,
and then he came inside of me and I was like, what?
But like, I feel like you have to
so fast.
You have to ask, but I always just pull out, but you have to ask because like you don't know if they're on birth control or not.
It's so annoying, but I actually love it when a guy comes inside of me and I hate admitting that.
Really?
But like it's weirdly like a nice feeling and it's so gross to admit that because it's not safe, you know, to do that. I am on birth control, but it's still not like safe.
Yeah.
And you know, everyone should use condoms like... That's better.
Yeah,
totally.
I do use condoms 100%.
Yeah, it's like obviously to be safe. But I love it when a guy comes inside of me. That's actually my favorite versus I just feel closer to that person. It's like sounds weird. But I also haven't had sex in a year.
That's crazy.
Like a whole year.
That's wild.
Yeah, I don't even know if like sex is different at this point. Like I don't know what people are up to. Like I wouldn't know. Like
do you like getting your mouth spat?
How come it's been a year?
Pardon?
How come it's been a year?
Like, I've dated guys, but, like, the guys that I was dating, like, it was dating to see if I want to date them, like, for relationships. So then if I'm not exclusive with somebody, I'm not going to fuck them because I can get attached if I sleep with somebody. It just depends where my mind is. Like, in my brain, I'll be like, I just want to fuck this person or I want to date this person. It's very rare that I look at someone and I'm just like, oh, I just want to fuck this person. It happened only, like, one time before and then maybe again recently, but no, not really. It did not happen. So then, just once, it only happened once. And that was that guy that I slept with a year ago. And then, like, I was dating other guys. I didn't sleep with any of them. And then I guess I just got busy with work. And then I don't, like, I would like to recycle, but, like, I haven't recycled. I don't know.
Do you like your mouth being spat in?
I was going to ask you that. No, I do not.
Really?
Do you?
Not like a... bitch, it's like a more so like an excess of saliva and like a slow dribble in, and then you're just like, all right, now suck my dick with it. Like for me, that's
it grosses me out if a guy's about to go down me and he goes to spit on it,
on
and I
pussy?
Just see like vagina, and then I see like a loogie or whatever. I'm just like, no, I did not need to see it. One time with my first ex boyfriend, he was like, can I titty fuck you? And I was like, okay, sure. Mm. And I like lay down my back and he just goes
no
and then like
way.
The loogie was just going down. Ew. I swear I could see it in slow motion just going down my chest. And I was just like, and as it hit, I was like, oh, get off me. And I cleaned myself and I was so disgusted.
No way.
And I feel like that just from that.
So you're
on,
not a spit person?
No, but some people told me they can be like, I mean, that's like a little better. They're just
No, a nice little dribble. Doesn't I like when it goes.
No,
if
it's like, open your mouth. Like, oh my god.
No, if it's yellow, if it's spit out yellow spit, then that's a big no-no. But
so
no.
you like to spit on the girl into her mouth, or you like to get spat on?
I like when I like dribble spit in their mouth, but then I also don't mind it. Like if it's a nice like sloppy wet kiss, but I also love like excess saliva, like when they give me head, like that shit drives me insane.
Yeah. Also, I would like to shout out, I feel like these men don't get enough credit, but I would like to shout out men who are uncircumcised. I feel like they go unnoticed, but a lot of us like them. I'm one of them. Some of my friends are one of them. Yeah, I prefer guys who are uncircumcised.
It looks like a mole rat.
I love it. It's like, first of all, so much easier to give head. You don't even need extra spit.
Really?
Like, it's just easy by itself. It feels better when you're fucking if you are obviously... God is okay with you're in a relationship, you're about to get married, so it's okay to now use protection. Then, like, it's better without a condom. And also, like, it adds a little to the girth. And, I prefer guys who are not circumcised.
Damn, I need to get mine added back on.
Yeah.
Call my fucking mom's doctor.
Like, one time I dated a British guy and he was circumcised, and I was like, you did this for what? Like, I'm dating you hoping for something, and this is what you have. I was so disappointed.
I feel like, because I'm circumcised, I feel like it's a sleek design. It looks nice. It's new age. It's beautiful.
A lot of girls prefer it, but like, I think a lot of us also never understood the difference. Like, I was dating guys, and like, my boyfriend was obviously circumcised, and then I was like, yeah, ew, uncircumcised is so gross. And then I realized one guy that I was dating for like 6 months was uncircumcised. This other guy that I used to fuck, like, was British. And like, I remember I ran into some girl who also slept with them, and she was just like, oh yeah, he wasn't circumcised. And I'm like, no, yeah, he was. And she's like, were you fucking him? And I was like, yeah, a million times. And she was like, no. So I feel like a lot of us didn't even understand the difference, especially when it's hard. It looks the same. But like, at least back then. So I personally feel like I like it. So
okay, where can people find you, Violet?
So people can find me on at daddyissues_, which is my meme page. At Violet Benson, it's my personal Instagram. And then at Too Tired to Be Crazy, that's my podcast. You can find it on Instagram. You can find it Spotify and Apple. It's on every Thursday. And you can also check out the episode just came out with Harry yesterday.
Yes. Oh, where'd you get the Too Tired to Be Crazy name from? I don't understand it.
It's a long story. Honestly, I feel like I should have called it Too Lazy to Be Crazy.
Oh, that...
But it was too, I think, late.
You were too tired when you were coming up with a name.
Yeah.
I liked it.
And I liked it because I was planning on writing dating books. So then I was like, oh, I should start a podcast first. And I couldn't go... Even though I have Daddy Issues trademarked, since I started Daddy Issues 7 years ago, I have a trademark, which is really cool. I would have called it Daddy Issues, but I felt like at this point it would be too similar to the podcast Call Her Daddy.
Yeah.
So I felt like... You know, Daddy Issues is my brand, and I used to call my audience daddies, but like, it doesn't bother me. Like, I'm completely okay with other women, you know, succeeding and doing their own thing. So I was just like, okay, like, it's time for me to recreate like a new brand. So I'll be known as Daddy Issues, and now there'll be Too Tired to Be Crazy, because I'm too tired to be crazy. That's why I'm such a nice person.
Oh, that's like, yeah, you're so nice and lovely.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Woo. We done? Yay. Yeah.